The Fox Sisters. Two young girls make speaking with the dead popular. The Fox Sisters start the spiritualist movement without being aware of the lasting ramifications. Who were these girls and how did they inadvertently start a major spiritual movement in the U.S.? Let's start at the beginning. In 1849, sisters Kate and Margaret Fox began the spiritualist movement of communicating with the dead. Read how this craze swept through America and Europe. Ultimately, this pseudo-religious movement proved to be one of the most popular fads of the 19th century. This craze involved contacting the spirit world, which until then was not an activity religions tolerated. Point of fact, due to the profound amount of publicity, now everyone wanted to communicate with spirits. By and large, spiritualism mushroomed, and the mania quickly spread to the British Isles and beyond. How the craze began. In the beginning, the Fox family moved to Hydesville, New York from Canada. Shortly thereafter, the younger girls started hearing rapping noises in their room. Like wildfire, stories soon circulated about mysterious rapping and banging sounds going on in the Fox home. Clearly, the Fox parents believed the sounds originated from restless spirits. Soon thereafter, the daughters, Kate and Margaret, devised a way to talk with the spirits. On the evening of March 31, 1848, the two youngest daughters, Kate and Margaret, got the idea to pose questions to the spirit. They wanted to see if they could get an intelligent response. In brief, the girls would snap their fingers a certain number of times. A spirit, the girls called Mr. Splitfoot, responded with the same number of raps. Next, the girls asked yes and no questions to find out why the spirit was present. Interestingly, they did this by devising a method of communication by counting the number of raps a spirit made in answer to questions. To add to this, each letter of the alphabet had a certain number of raps associated with it, which eventually spelled out words and ultimately sentences. Curious neighbors flocked to Fox home to a large extent. Neighbors poured in as the girls continued to interact with Mr. Splitfoot. Mr. Splitfoot, through a series of knocks, tells a chilling tale that he'd been a peddler who was murdered in the house. He went on to say that he was not at rest because his remains were buried in their cellar. As word spread of the phenomenon, the curious came from far and wide to witness the supernatural demonstrations. Clergyman and layperson alike became convinced the girls were genuinely communicating with a spirit. As a whole, communicating with the afterlife continued for several years. Fooled by their success, in 1850, Kate and Margaret, along with their older sister, Leah as chaperone, traveled to New York City. In general, the girls began holding demonstrations, soon dubbed the copyright answers, and were an immediate sensation. Of course, a fee was charged for the public displays, and the girls started reaping substantial financial gains. Soon the girls were celebrities, in particular, the established elite and well-known literary figures took the sisters seriously. Case in point, the then-renowned Horace Greeley, founder and editor of the New York Tribune, was convinced of the authenticity of the copyright answers. For instance, Greeley stated publicly, he believed the spirit demonstrations were real. With this solid endorsement, the three Fox women began touring the country. Subsequently, the movement now called spiritualism became the rage. Spiritualist churches came into being at the time. The new spiritualist belief for anyone having the ability to communicate with the dead was virtually unheard of. However, attitudes were changing. Fortuitously, the age of reason had swept away the superstition and condemnation by the Catholic Church against anyone professing to make contact with the spirit world. Ultimately, The 18th century opened the way to practice spiritualism without facing horrific consequences. In any case, newly minted spiritualists cloaked their activities under the guise of a church-like setting for protection from religious censoring. In 1871, Kate Fox visited England, where the first spiritualist church was established in Keighley, Yorkshire in 1853. Margaret soon traveled to England to be with her sister. Kate sat for Sir William Crookes, famed psychic investigator and physicist. Sir William Crookes writes about a séance, "I was holding the medium's two hands in one of mine, while her feet rested on my feet."